Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We got a little bit of housekeeping.
I guess if you've been wondering why I'm in your ears and on your feed so frequently, it's because I work here now. I joined the Athletic Football Show. I guess we'll call it a slow rollout. Real doesn't really do it justice. I'm so pumped to be part of it.
And we're pumped to have you, buddy. Like, sincerely, we really are. And, you know, this is something you and I have talked about going back a little while now. And I always thought that you could bring something different and unique to what we're doing. And I'm really excited to see what it's going to look like moving forward. And, you know, Derek is obviously still a huge part of what we're doing. It's going to be the three of us on a bunch of different shows. I just love the three-man weave. I love the vibes of it. I love the dynamic of it. And really excited to have you as the third person in that third chair and what this season is ultimately going to look like. So we are thrilled for you to be here. You're in Chicago. So there's just like a growing contingent of Athletic Football Show folks in Chicago, which hopefully will lead to some cool stuff on the horizon. But we are pumped about what this season of the Athletic Football Show is going to be, and you coming aboard is a huge part of that.
It's very exciting to have Dave Hellman on the show because we've had Derek and we've had Robert. Robert is on the score a lot. Shout out to Robert. I love that dude. And I go back a ways with Michael Beller. Yeah, that's my man. We need to get Beller on the show. Although people will hear Beller and then they'll be like, why isn't he hosting Spiegel and Beller? Because his voice is amazing and he's also really smart about all sorts of stuff. But so is Dave Hellman, who is now going to be on the Athletic Football Show. He joins us now on the Circa Las Vegas hotline. Go to Circa. Stadium Swim right now is fantastic. CircaLasVegas.com. Carmen Vitale is sitting in for Matt Spiegel. Spiegs is off this week. I'll be off at the end of the week. But Carmen is here now, and she made the suggestion that you be on the show, Dave. And I am in full support of that. Thanks for joining us.
You know what's wild is, like, you know, when I'm waiting to go on, you can hear what's happening. You can hear the station, right? And I was sitting there, and like 5 seconds into the drop, I was like, that's me. I hear my own voice, which I was not, I wasn't ready for that. But thank you for the very nice intro. It's nice to be on.
It is. It's very nice for you to join us. And yeah, our guy Chris Tannehill is always a one step ahead of everybody when it comes to that sort of thing. I'm glad that you're here. I have a lot of questions. Almost none of them are about Carmen. The first one I want to ask you, because I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody about this, and it's been driving me up a wall. What the hell is going on in Dallas?
Oh, how much time do you have? That feels like an 8-part Netflix documentary,
it
more
sure
so
does.
Than a segment of a radio show. I mean, the long and short of it is an organization that ultimately doesn't view winning as its top priority. At least that is my informed, educated opinion. Obviously, I think the Cowboys would like to win. I just think it's like the third or fourth bullet point down, and every single offseason they prove it in another way, and that is currently what's happening with Micah Parsons.
Do you think it will ever catch up to them? Because they just did this with CeeDee Lamb. This isn't anything they made Zach Martin prove his worth. Sweet gold jacket in the future wearing Zach Martin. And now they're doing it again to Micah Parsons. At what point does any of the power shift to the players? I don't know the answer, and I want to know what you think.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't really think so at the end of the day, because ultimately, man, we could really have some existential conversations here. Because ultimately, and people hate to hear this, but I worked there for 10 years. Like, the Cowboys really are that popular. They really are that lucrative. Playing and starring for the Dallas Cowboys means more than it does in just about every city in the league. And it is maddening to know that you don't even have to be that good at football for that to be true. But you make more money, you get seen by more people, you get more advertisement deals just by virtue of playing for the Cowboys than almost anywhere else. So I think at the end of the day, players know that. And they know that, look, the team obviously hasn't gotten over the hump in a long, long time, but the Cowboys are relevant almost always. You know, they never bottom out. They're never a truly terrible team. So for all of those reasons, I don't think that'll change anytime soon. But it is interesting to think that how many more years do the Cowboys have to go through the wilderness and fail to see postseason success before their tremendous popularity starts to erode? I don't know the answer to that question, but I think about it all the time. Right here in 2025, I'm here to tell you they're still America's team, whether you like it or not. Will that still be the case in 10 years if they don't win another Super Bowl? I don't know. But it would take that sort of erosion of their massive support for something like that to change, I think.
It's funny because there are so many coaches or executives that I've met that I've been like, man, from the outside, I can't stand this guy. But when you talk to him for a little bit, you're like, you know what? I kind of get this guy. I feel like that's Jerry Jones. I haven't had a lot of interactions with him. I've had a couple in covering some of the NFL meetings. And I feel like if I was around him every day, I would be beguiled and charmed by him. So what's it like being around Jerry Jones?
You would be. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. You would be beguiled and charmed. Yeah. I mean, like, I think
probably at Nobu in Malibu.
Very, very likely. Yeah, the guy knows how to set a scene for sure. I mean, he is one of those people. Jerry Jones, whenever he talks, it's typically in front of about 45 microphones. But he has that power that people in those positions often do, where he can make you feel like he's talking directly and only to you in a crowded room. And I don't think it's a coincidence that he has accomplished so much from a business perspective from the NFL. And I'm always sure to say that you can talk all the trash you want about the Cowboys football accomplishments, especially post 1995. And that's totally fair. But the stuff that Jerry Jones has done to grow the profitability and the visibility of the NFL, the way they do revenue sharing, the way that people approach, you know, stuff like how teams sell their concessions and sell their merchandise, all that type of stuff. Jerry Jones has been instrumental in turning the NFL into the business that it is. Now, does that matter to Cowboys fans who want to see their team win a Super Bowl? Absolutely not. And it shouldn't. But Jerry Jones is a skilled businessman. Like, he didn't get here by accident. It's just a matter of whether he is the right voice to guide the Cowboys past where they've been over the last 25 years at this point in his career. I would lean toward thinking not, but he's the guy that owns the team, so my opinion's ultimately irrelevant.
Well, we'll render it even more irrelevant and we'll stop talking about Cowboys. Because that's your past. Now you're present. And I know that you just got off of a show talking about this. You are now a Chicago resident. You are now firmly entrenched in the black and blue division, or what we hope, you know, the return of the black and blue division in the NFC North. I want you to share some of your initial thoughts and just general, now that you're like in it, if anything about your perception of the division has changed now that you are in Chicago and live in the city.
Shameless plug, we just did our NFC North preview episode of the Athletic Football Show. It'll be available on all podcast streams starting Tuesday, tomorrow. And man, what a loaded show. I mean, obviously, it's such an interesting division. Every single team is compelling in its own way. I don't know. I think I need to be here for some real football games before I really get a feel for the division as a whole. But I'll tell you this. I've been in Chicagoland for a couple of months now. You know, I'm not like a vet at this point, but I've been here long enough to just be blown away by Bears fandom and Bears enthusiasm. And we just spent 10 minutes talking about the Cowboys, and it's very interesting to think like the Cowboys have this huge fan base, but I think at this point, I think it's fair to say it's a very jaded fan base. Like, it is a fan base that is always waiting for the other shoe to drop, is ready to be made fun of at a moment's notice. And I think most Cowboy fans are starting to wonder if they're ever going to see their team get over the hump. The funny thing is, even with everything the Bears have been through since 1985, you wouldn't know it based on being in this market. Like, everybody is so excited. There's so much optimism. Like, Bears fans have not let all of the failure and disappointment of the years get to them. It doesn't feel like every summer they are ready to get back after it. And I'm not even trying to talk trash.
Like, I know. I don't know. I know. Dave, like, is it delusion? It's so true. It's like, so true.
The way that, like, I would think that a Bears fan would just be like, all right, bring on the pain. What else is next? But, like, everybody I run into, you know, Carmen and I went to a Cubs game a couple weeks ago, and everybody was like, did you hear that it was the most physical practice ever? Like, oh, there, Ben is really teaching these guys how to just hit the crap out of each other. They're going to be more physical than everybody. And I was like, wow, like, y'all are bought in. And I, like I said, I'm not making fun. I say that with admiration in my voice, because to keep getting up off the mat and walking back after everything the Bears have put their fans through, it's very admirable. And I am blown away by the enthusiasm.
Okay. We are talking with Dave Hellman of the Athletic Football Show. You can check out the NFC North preview pod tomorrow, wherever you get your podcast. We're siloed here. You know, I spend a majority of my time on the air and off the air either talking about or thinking about the Bears and thinking about whether or not Caleb Williams can take that next step in his development. The place where I've gotten to, Dave, is I hope that people understand that what he's being asked to do is pretty difficult. He's being asked to unlearn and learn at the same time, and it's a hard thing to do. I'd love to know from your perspective, not being siloed, at least not yet, what you think is possible and how difficult could this be for him in year one of what Ben Johnson wants to do?
So I think that's a twofold issue. I think there's a realistic way to look at what's going on for Caleb Williams and what we could realistically hope for. We finished with the Bears on our division preview, so this is all fresh in my mind. I think it's okay to set realistic expectations for Caleb Williams. Like, I don't need the Bears to be a playoff team. I don't need them to, you know, be all cylinders firing right away. If Caleb Williams can deliver on the potential And if the Bears offense, guys could just be top half of the league, mm-hmm. that's a start. Mm-hmm. That's really where I set my expectations. The Bears have only had a top half of the league scoring offense three times in the last 23 years. So we're not asking for much here.
It hurt. Yeah. He said that this morning and I was like, I mean, I knew, but he's hearing it.
It hurts a little bit.
2013 and 2018. And even then, we're not talking about offenses that lit the league on fire, right? You remember those teams. So if they could just teams. Be if they could just be like 14th in the league and Caleb looks like a guy that you can build the franchise around, that is realistically a nice starting point. Now, the reason I said it's twofold is, you think anybody outside Chicago is going to give a crap if that's all they do? It's not happening, guys. And it's not fair. It's not fair, but Caleb was the very, very hyped up number one overall pick. He was the Heisman winner a year before he entered the draft. He was up and down with a nice supporting cast last year. And it's funny because all last year it was like, it's the best supporting cast ever for a number one overall pick, and it didn't go so well.
Fair.
So then they fixed the stuff that was bad. The offensive line is better. They brought in a play caller and an offensive coordinator in Ben Johnson, who everybody loves. So you mean to tell me that people outside the city of Chicago are going to want to hear it if it doesn't look good? I got news for you. No, it's not going to happen. I don't think that's fair, but that's the world we live in. So I think there are realistic expectations. I don't think very many people outside of the Bears fandom are going to hold Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson to realistic expectations.
All right. Well, if you want to talk about realistic expectations, I teased this before you came on, sweetheart.
Man, that sweetheart was loaded, that was, man.
Yes. I'm curious to see where this goes.
I let people in on the fact that you and I do not really fight, but what we do fight about is usually football related, and we had quite the fight not too long ago based on one of your episodes from the Athletic Football Show. It was your Seat at the Table episode where you and Robert and Derek went around and identified the 10 teams that deserve a seat at the Super Bowl table. So teams with realistic Super Bowl aspirations, you know, 1 to 10, 1 being, you know, most likely and 10, whatever. And it came down, number 10, came down to who would you rather put in between the Houston Texans and the Minnesota Vikings? And you and I were very much polar opposites of this.
Yes.
And Robert and I sided on the right side of things with the Minnesota Vikings because that roster top to bottom is great. And yes, you have a question mark at quarterback, but you have him in the best possible situation for a young quarterback. You have the most talented quarterback developer in Kevin O'Connell overseeing all of this. And I just have to think that that's more likely. That recipe is more likely to reach a Super Bowl than, yes, you have CJ Stroud, a blue chip quarterback. You have a badass defense under D'Amico Ryans. But who is starting along that offensive line? Who is CJ Stroud throwing to on a regular basis? Who is running in the backfield for the Houston Texans? There are so many question marks there, and you took the Texans. Explain yourself.
Let me ask you this, Carm. We just moved here from Los Angeles. We drove across the country from LA to Chicago.
You guys drove here?
We did.
We had to.
With our dog.
I mean, wow. I'm not buying a plane ticket for the dog. That's too much.
I love
it. If you had to drive from LA to Chicago, would you rather do it in a 25-year-old pickup truck? Maybe there's some maintenance lights on. Maybe, you know, the PSI on the tires isn't what you would prefer, but it's all intact. Everything's fine. Would you rather drive the old busted pickup truck that runs, or would you rather a Maserati with no steering wheel? Because that's what the Minnesota Vikings are. They're a Maserati with no steering wheel. And maybe J.J. McCarthy will be much better than that. And for the record, I feel like I'm going to make enemies with Vikings fans. I like
not
JJ
what you
McCarthy.
Want to do. Let me tell you.
I am rooting for J.J. McCarthy. I know he's from the Chicago area, too. Mm-hmm. He could be really good.
Yeah. But before the season, as we are doing like preseason prognostication, how can you expect me to back a quarterback I've never seen? You can give me all the reasons you want.
You're backing the team, and the quarterback only needs to be like top half in the league to make this team go.
A first-year starter winning the Super Bowl, or even getting to the Super Bowl. Like, the idea that we can just hand-wave that away. The quarterback's never done this.
I'm just taking it over the Texans.
Give me. I think CJ Stroud is an elite quarterback.
I agree.
I believe that, and I will say it with my chest.
I agree.
And I think the Houston Texans are going to have a top five defense in the NFL with arguably the best duo of edge rushers in the league in Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. I don't even think Will Anderson has reached his ceiling as a player. So give me a top five defense and a quarterback I know can be a difference maker, and you take your roster with your unknown at the most important position in the sport. And you might be right. You might be right. J.J. McCarthy might be the man, but I'm not willing to make that bet in August.
Dave, this was delightful. I'm sure you guys are going to continue this argument in about, 90 minutes.
I was going to say, you guys just got a glimpse into what sitting at home with us is like, so you're welcome for that.
Two ball knowers talking ball. It's pretty cool. Dave, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Anytime, y'all. Thanks for having me.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.